The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
This week on Stop Animal Cruelty, we'll examine the abhorrent trade in dog and cat meat in China and other parts of Asia, where some mistakenly believe that eating such products has health benefits when in fact the opposite is true. For example, those who consume dog flesh risk contracting rabies, anthrax, hepatitis, leptospirosis, brucellosis, E. coli, salmonella, and other serious diseases. Let's first hear from Communications Director for ACT Asia for Animals, Nell Van Amerengen, about the appalling practices of the dog and cat meat trade.
The animal suffering which is attached to these industries is enormous. Cats and dogs are being farmed for their fur and for their meat, and they're also being stolen. There is currently a sort of underground chain of criminals who would just go into various provinces, go into townships and collect animals which are companion animals or pets and use them for food or for fur. You can imagine that this is causing sadness for animals as for people. And you also have to acknowledge that the ways these animals are captured, are being kept, are being skinned is not a humane way of dealing with them.
Although many of the dogs and cats used in the meat trade are strays or stolen animal companions, some are also raised in factory farms where the animals' welfare, sentience and lives are given absolutely no respect. The helpless beings are treated as mere commodities and packed tight in tiny cages with no room to move. The conditions are so utterly filthy that disease and parasitic infection are rampant.
It's a truly horrific industry. The dogs are coming from all across the country, in both China and in Vietnam. In China, they are generally raised by people who have other domestic animals for the farming industry. And they are then collected by a middleman and then trucked, usually from the north of China, way down to the south of the country, in journeys by road that would endure the most horrendous cruelty for 3 or 4 days, overnight, overland. These places where they are offloaded are called live animal markets in China, and the animals are treated in such a disgusting condition. They are offloaded screaming and crying, with the cages stacked so high on the trucks that they are just literally thrown from the top of the truck and they smash onto the concrete below. So if the animals, the dogs or the cats, have their paws through the cage wire, they will be smashed onto the concrete as well. Many of the animals are also pregnant. You know, mother dogs and cats are having babies, which they abort during such horrible conditions. And then they lie there in these cages in the heat of the sun and the cold and the winter, again for several days, as people start to buy them and then transport them to other areas of the country.
In 2009, in Tianjin, China, 700 cats were rescued from being sold to meat traders in South China. Zhang Li is the founder of the non-profit feline protection organization Lucky Cats. The group was involved in an operation to save and subsequently rehabilitate the kidnapped cats.
Then, 天津这边，因为天津是华北地区这个流浪猫贩运的一个集散地，就是从河北，包括山西等地的这个猫贩抓的这个猫，尤其以河北为主吧，都会集中在天津，然后在南下，所以就是在天津的这个志愿者们，他们发现了这批猫之后，这个情况就迅速的给传播开。
那些那个猫的它的运输的环境和整个的环境都非常不好。
环境非常糟糕，因为它运输的猫笼大概只有20公分高，就20公分嘛，就这么高，就是一个猫进去之后，它的这个笼子呢是扁平形的，因为它为了要把这些 猫就是更多的装在这个卡车上面，所以它只有20公分高，扁平型，然后每一个猫进去就是都是只能趴着匍匐着。所以其实我们接下这批猫的时候，这批猫在北京医院进入医院就查出了有这种恶性的传染病，所以就是这种传染的这种趋势是抑制不住的，因为大部分的猫咪在紧张啊而且密集的这种环境下，就是我第一次去的时候大概还是700多只，但是我第二次去的时候大概就只剩下300多只了，就是因为它这个死亡率特别的高，就是说你猫瘟一个猫瘟下来可能就会有很多的猫就没有了。
In a similar incident, 500 dogs destined for slaughter were rescued from a truck on the Beijing to Harbin Highway in 2011. Now let's hear from some of the volunteers who care for these canines.
现在慢慢都有好转。
比如刚来的时候是什么样
啊？刚来的时候都比较虚弱，然后都病得挺，还算比较重吧。
一般都是什么病啊？
犬瘟细小这种的。比较严重的病，然后因为狗比较多，一开始来的时候都在输液。
那他们刚来的时候是很恐惧，还是说觉得很安全到了这儿？
它是两种，一种是就比较恐惧，还有一种就是看见人就比较亲的那种，比较极端。
有的，
因为他们受过惊吓嘛，不是？
但是你们照顾它，经过第一天，经过2-3天的照顾以后，他们有改善吗？
会有，它时间长的话。就都熟了，就没什么事儿了。
经过医生努力什么的治疗，就是慢慢好起来了。尤其是这屋的这两只，这两只几乎那会儿刚送来的，就是抱抱，我抱紧点儿它。就这只是刚送来的时候就已经快不行了，因为它那个受存度，它那个贯穿伤。当时可能是已经都很长时间了吧，然后那个就是里边就肿啊，化脓，流那脓水，然后这边现在就扒了，然后就是做了一个手术，要是不做那个手术的话，它现在就不在了。
他们两个狗肯定是家狗，所以就特别让喜欢让人摸，就是你摸我就没事了，你就摸摸它，它就不叫了，特老实，但是你一离开人，它就一直在狂吠。
像这种当肉狗卖，他们就不管这些狗死活，死了也可以当肉吃，所以就很多狗会生病。
Due to the false and sickening belief held by some that the more a dog or cat suffers before death, the tastier their meat will be, some of the methods used to butcher and slaughter the animals are purposely designed to prolong and intensify their pain and suffering. The ways used to murder these sensitive, intelligent beings is beyond inhumane. For example, some dogs are butchered alive while fully conscious. Others are brutally stabbed in the neck or groin, while still others are hung and then electrocuted.Dog meat sellers may heinously use a propane torch to set the dogs on fire to kill them, which also removes their fur. The burning is done slowly to cause the maximum amount of agony and torture.
The method of slaughter is beyond belief. We have seen them stabbed through the jugular down into the heart where they're bled out. We've seen them.Bashed on the head and on the snout, falling into unconsciousness and then coming into consciousness again during the process. We've seen them thrown into vats of boiling water, still conscious, where they're struggling to get out of the heat and the horrors that have faced them. And all this is in front of the other dogs that are waiting to be killed equally cruelly.
Exploitation of canines and felines goes beyond just meat. Their beautiful soft fur may be ripped off their bodies and sold to the vicious fur trade industry.
Where dogs are slaughtered, very often their fur is used as a byproduct. Please, if you are in any doubt if the fur is real or fake, just don't buy it, because inevitably it will be real fur. It is dyed today in such bright, lurid colours like bright pink and bright orange and bright blue. You couldn't even think that it came from an animal, let alone a dog, but it absolutely does. I urge people, please just drop all fur from your clothing.
They're taken, they are brutally tortured. They're skinned alive sometimes, they're clubbed. They're just cut open while still squirming and screaming for their lives in front of each other. And then that fur is shipped to the United States through a loophole in the law that we have, and used for fur here. 90% of the fake fur in the United States is actually dog and cat fur. In the United States, if a garment is under $150, the material doesn't have to be labeled. So that faux fur, or what you think is faux fur, really contains dogs, cats, and coyotes.
Awareness is the best tool for creating change and stopping the horrific, barbaric trade in dogs and cats that we have briefly examined today. The more people know about the abuse and torture of companion animals like felines and canines, the sooner the heartless fur and meat businesses will cease to exist. So please inform others, including your family and friends, of these ghastly industries and be a true hero by following the plant-based lifestyle, which respects and protects all sentient beings.
You know, just always take that opportunity to find out what you're putting into your bodies. We should not only stop at dogs and cats, but we should stop at all animals. A vegetarian-based diet is much, much healthier for our bodies.
We sincerely thank all the compassionate volunteers and activists who constantly work to safeguard the world's defenseless dogs and cats, and extend our gratitude to Jill Robinson, Shannon Keith, Nell Van Amerenken, Zung Lee, and many others for their devoted efforts to rescue animals and for taking time to speak with us. For more information on the groups featured in today's program, please visit the following websites. Act Asia for Animals at www.actasia.org. Animals Asia Foundation at www.animalsasia.org. Animal Rescue Media and Education at www.arme.tv. Lucky Cats at www.luckycats.net. Thank you for your presence today on our program. May humanity as a whole soon adopt the compassionate, life-affirming, organic vegan diet so that all beings may forever live together in peace and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.